Further, to ensure the seamless operations and avoid any conflict of interest, a crowdfunding platform shall also be required to satisfy some other condition, other general conditions also, which consist of: number one, the platform needs to be owned a domain ID, website URL, and mention the same in the application for recognition by the SEBI, and should have an adequate system and the procedure manage daily operations as well as emergent situation, that is proper operational risk management system should be there in place. Platform needs to have an adequate human technology and the risk management capabilities that they have to prove to SEBI at their satisfaction. Platform needs to have the fair and orderly transparent process, that means standard operating process has to be in place. Platform needs to have the procedure to address the possible conflicts, that is conflict resolution system, which may arise between the issuer and the platform. Fundraising by the subsidiaries, associates or their entities related to the platform owners shall not be allowed. An elaborate contingency or termination plan, contingency plan, has to be formulated with the minimum impact on the investors to ensure that seamless operation in the event of any closure or the financial distress in the crowdfunding platform, that these conditions also need to be comply with these companies. Crowdfunding platform shall not offer any investment advice or solicit any manage the funds or securities, incentivize the employees or such a sale of securities that should be displayed on their own website or platform for which they have already made the commitment to the investors. Only accredited investors registered with the crowdfunding platform can invest through that crowdfunding platform. Only Indian startup companies or SMEs or the crowd funds can raise the funds through these crowdfunding platforms. Platform shall provide a grievances redressal system for which the investors as well as the issuers are registered. The task of the due diligence of the issuing companies is very crucial to differentiate the genuine issuer from the fraud. The due diligence, among the other things, will involve track record of the promoters as well as directors, key managerial persons, business carried out only by the company, proposed to be carried out, business plan, then opportunities, strategies, litigation, all these things need to be disclosed. And apart from the basic due diligence, it is important that the platform put in place some sort of the filtering mechanism for differentiation between the quality of ideas and the business plan. For this purpose, it is proposed that every crowdfunding platform will have a screening committee and with the variety of experience of different domains and the sectors, or the people from a different walk of life should be there on the screening committee. What is this screening committee and how it is formed and what are their roles? Screening committee for the crowdfunding platform consists of strength of minimum of 10 people, 10 persons, which will have the following composition. At least 40% of the committee members should be composed of professionals, and they are expert and they are mentoring the startups and also the stage ventures. At least 30% member should be a committee that should be comprising of professional with experience in banking and the capital market. And not more than 30% of the committee should be composed of the persons of the high caliber qualifications which are nominated by the owner of the crowdfunding portal, but not on its payroll. So 40 plus 30 plus 30, it becomes 100%, and not more than 10 persons. That means 4 people, 3 people and 3 people. Like that, this composition would be for this screening committee. Let us understand little bit about this equity-based crowdfunding. Different type of crowdfundings are equity-based, fund-based, as well as debt-based. So these three types of what are actually how it happens on the crowdfunding platform, that also we will discuss in short. This route, as the name suggests, enables the issuer to raise up to rupees 10 crores online by issuing the equity shares through a recognized crowdfunding platform and offering the equity stake in their business to the accredited investors who are registered with the platform. So the facility of raising the funds is only provided to the accredited investor. Accredited investor can put up to rupees 10 crores and that too online. So for that purpose, investors should become an accredited investors. Company desirous of raising the funds under EBC through the crowdfunding platform may do so after it is duly satisfied that the due diligence and the screening criteria set by the platform is performed. These issues shall be further subject to some of the conditions, out of which few are like this, that no single investor shall not be more than 25% stake in company. Another one is the promoter shall require them to maintain minimum 5% of equity corpus, equity stake in the company for 3 years. And the issuer shall comply with the requirement as specified above. The private placement offer letter will contain inter alia the disclosures as well as disclosures. And the investor who invests in the equity issue through the equity-based crowdfunding platform shall have the rights of an equity shareholders as given in the Companies Act. We have seen little about equity-based crowdfunding. Now here it is debt-based crowdfunding. Debt-based crowdfunding is nothing but as a loan-based crowdfunding, because debt are the securities which are issued. That is why it is debt-based. Otherwise, the debentures, then convertible debentures, or whatever it may be, the nature of debentures, or shares which are preferential shares. These are falling under the category of the loan. So debt-based securities, it may be the various kinds of debentures may be issued by the company. This route enables the issuer to raise up to 10 crores online by issuing debentures or debt securities through a recognized crowdfunding platform to the accredited investors who are registered with the platform. A company desirous of issuing the debt securities through a crowdfunding platform may do so after it is duly satisfied on the due diligence. And these issues shall be further subject to some conditions like we have seen earlier. Number one, debt securities issued should comply with a requirement of the specified under the Companies Act or rules made thereunder by applicable to the debenture or bonds. The issuer shall appoint a debenture trustee to hold an assets on behalf of investor. The issuer shall also need to create a debenture redemption reserve, that is DRR, of 25% of their value of debentures which are issued. The issuer shall also follow the procedure as described above, and in respect of the private placement offer, the DBC shall contain the disclosures and summarized term sheet such as to specified in the SEBI format, and the debentures holder shall have the rights as given under the Companies Act. Third one is FBC, that is fund-based crowdfunding platform. Under this route, funds of the accredited investors registered with the recognized platform will be collected online through a platform, and it is pooled under the AIF regulations to invest into the shares or debt securities in the crowdfunded ventures which are displayed on the recognized crowdfunding platform. For this purpose, a separate class of fund under the category 1 of AIF alternative investment funds, category 1, is to offer a fund-based crowdfunding category, that is AIF crowdfunded should be there. Minimum and maximum corpus of such a funds should be rupees 10 crores and rupees 25 crores respectively. As per the SEBI AIF regulation 2012, such funds will be able to solicit the funds online from a maximum of 1000 accredited investors. The requirement of the minimum investment of rupees 1 crore by every investor for an alternate investment fund is also proposed to be relaxed for this new class, which has brought up to rupees 25 lakhs. And funds can be solicited online from up to 1000 accredited investors registered with the crowdfunding platform by displaying the crowd funds and crowdfunding platform set up by class 1 or class 3 entities of alternative investment funds. All the accredited investors, like qualified institutional buyers, HNI, that is high net worth individuals, and ERI, that is other retail investors, are able to invest into these funds. Procedure for offering through the crowdfunding. You have identified the people also. You have a platform set up also. Now, what is the procedure for offering through the crowdfunding platform? There is a restriction on public offering other than the prospectus based offer and the mandatory listing, except for the private placement of securities. So there you cannot make public offer. Offer can be made through website, which is recognized crowdfunding platform, only to the accredited investors, those who are registered investor, which are registered with that platform. A stepwise illustrative procedure is as under. Number one, an issuer, be careful, an issuer satisfying the requirement and the interested in raising the funds gets displayed on the recognized crowdfunding platform by submitting a requisite document and undergoing due diligence and the screening by this platform first. Second one, the crowdfunding platform also maintains a list of accredited investors who have been given an access to the platform to invest in companies which are displayed on site. The accredited investor can register only after examination of KYC by fulfillment of the requirement, like their net worth, as well as appropriateness test, signing of the risk acknowledgement, etc. Post registration, these accredited investors are given a login ID and password to access the platform. Post screening, by screening committee of the crowdfunding platform, the companies interested in raising the funds through a platform can put up a notice which contains the brief of the business plan of the platform along with the funds requirement or funds required. This notice will be subject to an open discussion on a forum or a public board like chat room or chat board, or provided by the platform amongst the interested accredited investors and the issuer, in which the proposed business plan will be analyzed and critiqued from the different perspective. After this, the feature is provided to gauge the interest of the accredited investor and support an informed decision making by the prospective investors. The notice is intended to draw the attention of the accredited investors registered with the platform and not innovation of the subscription. After the pursuing the plan and the discussion it, the increased accredited investors can make a commitment or pledge to the company about the funds they intend to invest. Once adequate demand is gauged, the issuer may make a formal offer subscription to those who have made the commitment, and not numbering more than 200 HNI, ERI or the companies collectively, and many number of QIBs with the detailed online private placement offer letter, which inter alia may contain the disclosures, and this shall amount to the invitation or offer subscription and shall follow the section 42 of the Companies Act 2013 and other rules and regulations which are pertaining to the private placement of the securities. Further, pursuant to the private placement offer letter, the accredited investor may choose to invest the company or may decide to withdraw their commitment also from the platform only. The subscription amount shall be collected from the accredited investors who choose to invest the pursuant to the prepare result of the privileged placement or private placement offer letter and issuer, and kept a separate bank account. The crowdfunding platform owner or the reputed designated third party shall open the escrow account with a scheduled commercial bank to hold the subscription funds of the investors. The issue shall remain open for maximum period of 15 days. The crowdfunding issue will be considered successful only if it is able to achieve the minimum pre-specified threshold expressly in terms of the percentage of the original issue size as mentioned in the private placement document. This threshold shall, however, never fall below 50% of the offer. The subscription amount shall be transferred to the issuer by the platform owner or designated third party only if the threshold is achieved. The issuer shall allot the securities to the accredited investor who have subscribed to the issue within 15 days of time from the date of receipt of the subscription money. In case of fails to do so, it shall refund the entire sum of the subscription within 15 days from the date of completion of 15 days. In case of the issuer fails to refund the money within the aforesaid period, it shall be liable to refund that money with an interest at the rate of 12% per annum from the expiry of the 15th day of the securities allotment. Coming down to the secondary market scenario, whether the secondary market is available or not, like in case of normal securities when it is floating in the market and listed on the Bombay Stock Exchange or NSE National Stock Exchange, in case of crowdfunding, whether that facility of secondary market is available or not. Crowdfunding is intended to facilitate the capital raising through online medium by the startup and SME and not for the resale of the securities. Therefore, crowdfunding platform only allows an issuer to sell its own securities to raise the capital and seldom provide a secondary market for such securities. In Indian scenario also, it is difficult to provide a secondary market trading framework for the companies which are displayed on the crowdfunding platform, as it would be treated as a stock exchange. Hence, the companies which are displayed on the crowdfunding platform will not be treated as listed companies, and there will be no secondary market liquidity in such a scripts which are listed on this crowdfunding platform, and the investor should be made aware about the risk before investing into these companies. The securities issued in the crowdfunding by the issuer can be transferred by the investor with a different mechanism, and that is to issuer. How it will be transferred to issuer of the security in accordance with the provision of the Companies Act 2013 and the rules made thereunder pertaining to the payback of the securities and unlisted public limited companies to another accredited investor registered with the platform, then to the family member of the relative of the friends and accredited investor of the, to the equivalent. And the promoters, however, shall require to maintain its minimum 5% of equity stake in the company for at least 3 years from the date of its issue. And the investor may get an exit when there is a sale of company or management buyout or flotation of the IPO or listing of the company on recognized stock exchange in SME segment or main board. This is how exactly the security, there is no secondary market, but this can be traded under these circumstances and can be transferred only to the named people. While doing so, the question comes in the mind, if everything happens on the information technology, IT, there are chances of fraud, online frauds. So whether there will be cyber security or there is a protection from the cyber crimes. The crowdfunding platform website is the center point of interaction between the companies and the prospective investors. Moreover, it will also be function as the repository for the information and disclosures which are provided by the companies periodically. It occupies a very crucial position in the entire infrastructure. Therefore, it needs to be secured, safe from all types of frauds and cyber attacks. So, platforms must have the protection from the cyber crime. The protect the crowdfunding platform from the hacking, identity or theft, the necessary steps need to be taken by the owners of the crowdfunding platform, and it is desirable that the platform owners must have a security policy in place which shall be put on public domain. There shall be a regular audit by the reputed external auditors such as CISA, that is Certified Information System Auditors, or otherwise appropriately qualified, that the security measures taken by the platform owners are adequate and meet the requirement, and that risk management system are in place to identify and mitigate the risk arising out of its regular operations. Considering about the taxation, crowdfunding investors and the investee company. If you look at the tax treatment, the taxation of the funds raised through the crowdfunding shall be in accordance with the current tax provision which is applicable to the unlisted companies which are raising the funds through the equity or debt-based platform under alternative investment fund. Then you will come to know that what would be the role of SEBI in case of crowdfunding investment. To enable the small issuers and to raise the funds and facilitate the investors in the informed decision making, appropriate safeguards and disclosures are proposed to be put in place. What could be that is proposed to be? One, SEBI's role in crowdfunding to provide the cost effective and difficult method, or if sorry, not difficult method, it is efficient method of fundraising, and that will be limited to the extent of number one, recognition of the crowdfunding portal has to be recognized by the SEBI. Then oversight and regulation of the crowdfunding market in India, they have to play a role of watchdog. Playing no role in vetting the private placement offer letter of the issuing companies, issuance of the guidelines circular regarding the information which is required to be disclosed in a private placement offer letter or on an ongoing basis, or requirement of the due diligence and the screening or any other matter to conduct periodic inspection, audit, then crowdfunding platforms and the enforcing the crowdfunding regulations, those who are not following it up as prescribed in the document by SEBI. After listening everything or understanding everything, we have come to the last stage to understand, though we talked much about the regulations, whether all these, there are a lot of things proposed, but whether is it possible by the regulator to take a call on it, and what is its current situation? Are they interested to make any provisions for this or not? Let us see what is the current situation on the regulations on the crowdfunding. SEBI in 2014 proposed a crowdfunding framework for India in consultation with, in their consultation paper which is published. It had invited the commitment or comments and suggestions on the same by 16th July 2014. The consultation paper outlined the details of the crowdfunding in various other countries also, as compare it with Indian scenario on other geographies. It also detailed the existing model of investment in the startup and SME through the public offer and private placement by the companies. SEBI already provides a funding of SMEs by listing their securities on recognized stock exchanges. A company which has its post-issue face value capital not exceeding 10 crore rupees shall list only in SME platform, while that having the more than 10 crore rupees and up to 25 crores rupees has an option to list on SME platform. And in case of post-issue face value of the capital exceeds rupees 25 crore also, at that point of time, the issuer should compulsorily list on main stock exchange. SEBI has clarified that the proposal does not necessarily mean the draft rule shall be framed and the crowdfunding provision shall be introduced in India. SEBI has been working on regulating crowdfunding since 2015. Initially, it has released a discussion paper which proposes a possible framework, but the project was shelved for the unknown reason. In 2016 also, the Reserve Bank of India had come out with the framework for regulating the peer-to-peer lending in the form of a crowdfunding. And the last year, SEBI has reinstated the process and the several legal notices to served legal notices to 30 online platforms, including the LinkedIn, as well as for the legal fundraising. However, the regulators has not prosecuted any of the entities yet. Earlier, SEBI had proposed categorizing crowdfunding platform as venture capital funds under the category 1 alternative investment funds. However, due to opposition from the industry participants, the regulator dropped the ideas and they are rethinking on these ideas also. We have completed the regulatory part or regulations which are applicable to the crowdfunding platform. Made no doubt little bit complicated, there are many propositions or proposed guidelines also we have discussed, but it is ultimately up to the investors and how liberal they are to consider that crowdfunding is one class of investor. That is very important to see. So with this, we'll complete our discussion on the crowdfunding platform regulations. Thank you very much.